everybody. We're the Kroger Wisecrackers, bringing you 15 minutes of fun.
And stunts for you to do.
And riddles.
And swell tunes for the band to play.
And this is transcribed for you by the Kroger Grocery and Baking Company.
Kroger makes those nice cookies and crackers that are always so fresh and good.
Why, Kroger cookies and crackers just can't help being fresh. They're baked right in Kroger's own oven.
They're delivered in Kroger's own trucks, too. And believe me, those trucks get from the bakeries to the stores fast.
I wish I had some Kroger cookies right now.
Oh, Tubby, don't you ever do anything but eat?
Sure, I do lots of things I don't like to.
Well, speaking of eats...
Yes, I
wish you kids would keep quiet while I'm trying to ask a riddle. I can't even hear myself speak.
Well, Clarence, you're not missing much.
No, let Clarence tell his riddle. Clarence's riddles are good.
Thanks, Betty. Speaking of eats, why would it be impossible to starve in the Sahara Desert?
Because every week you get a Sunday.
No, that's not it.
Well, why couldn't you starve in the Sahara Desert?
Because of all the sandwiches there.
Oh, Clarence, I think you're just plain cuckoo.
Yes, like the cuckoo in the clock, which is the tune the band is going to play now. Cuckoo in the clock. Folks, a very timely tune.
Oh, gosh.
What's the matter with you, Tubby?
I got something to kick about.
What, Tubby? What you got to kick about?
Well, a brand new football.
Well, that's certainly something to kick about, Tubby. But say, you ought to feel pretty swell about that.
Trouble is, we haven't got enough kids for a game. Besides, girls can't play football anyway. I'll bet Clarence can't either.
Sure I can.
What position do you play, Clarence? Quarterback? Halfback? Fullback?
No, Clarence plays drawback.
I think that's mean, Tubby. I'll bet Clarence can play football just as well as you can.
Well, there's no way of finding out just now, I'm afraid.
Say, maybe there is.
How's that?
I'll bet we can have a football game right here in this room. A different sort of a game, and it'll be fun.
How can you possibly play football in here without breaking things, Freddy?
Let me think now. Yes, I've got it, and it's going to be fun, a heap of fun.
Can the girls play, too?
You bet you can, and you might even win.
What? Girls win a football game?
You never can tell, Tubby. Remember that Kroger cracker eating game? The girls won that.
Oh, only because I had to go and sneeze with a mouthful of crackers. But this is football. I'm not going to play football with girls.
Don't be an old crosspatch, Tubby.
No, don't, Tubby. Nobody likes a crosspatch, and the band is going to prove it. While I'm fixing up this football game, they're going to play crosspatch. Cross them up, Mr. Bandmaster.
Thank you.
Mr. Bandmaster, that was Crosspatch, folks. And now I've got our football game all fixed up. A game we can play right here.
But how?
Instead of actually running around with the ball, everybody will just announce the plays, like the football announcers on the radio do.
Ooh, that ought to be fun.
Yeah, I guess that's all right, even if I can bust into somebody.
Well, this way the boys can play the girls, and I'll be the referee. Everybody all set? Both teams ready?
Let's get the ball.
You're receiving the kickoff, Billy. Let's go.
Billy gets the ball on the 10-yard line. He runs like blazes. He pushes people like this, like that. He runs through the whole team. He makes a touchdown.
Yay! Hooray!
Gosh, that was almost too easy. Billy kicked the goal after touchdown, too, of course. Everybody does that. So every touchdown counts 7 points in this game. All right, Mary Lou?
Mary Lou catches the ball on the 15. She's down on the 20. On the next play, she carries the ball again. She runs like everything. 10 yards, 20 yards, 40 yards. And say, isn't that a ducky blue hat up there in the stands? I wonder where she got it. But, oh, yes, Mary Lou tears away from everybody and makes a touchdown.
Yay! High score, 7-7. All right, Clarence.
On the kickoff, Clarence smashes a single through shortstop. And in the second chucker, he steals third. Now he drives the green. He smashes an ace to the baseline. He shoots the basket and makes a touchdown.
Right.
Who said you knew football anyway, Clarence? But now it's the end of the half, with the boys leading 14-7. And while the teams are resting up, our guest stars are going to entertain the crowd with a song. Jean and Joyce Walsh, 7 and 11 years old, respectively, are going to sing Knock Knock.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Robinson.
Robinson who?
Robinson, roses, and maybe a tree.
It's absolutely positively crazy to me. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
Olive coffee, olive tea.
As far as I can see, you're crazy as me.
If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played.
On your mark, get set, go.
Knock, 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 that's the phrase.
You've got to find words to get the craze.
Knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Albert.
Albert who?
Albert, you tell that to all the girls.
Only when they're pretty and have dimples and curls. A knock, a knock.
Who's there?
A Beulah.
Beulah who?
A beautiful lady in blue loves you.
Sing another chorus and you'll land in the zoo.
Now you know how puns are made. Now you know how this is played.
On your mark, get set, go.
Knock, 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 that's the phrase.
If you've got the words, you've got the craze. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Justine.
Justine who?
Just in time to end our song.
We better hurry or we get the gong.
Well, and thanks a lot, Jean and Joyce. Gosh, I wish we had two kids in this crowd who could sing like that.
Sure, but let's get on with this football game, Freddy.
All right, Billy. Second half. You'll play, Nancy.
Nancy catches the ball. She starts running. Tubby gets in the way. She pushes him on his face.
Say, I'd like to see you try to push me on my face.
Don't interrupt. Nancy pushes Tubby on his face, and Clarence, and Billy. Sorry, Billy. She runs and runs. Her stockings get runs and runs, but she makes a touchdown.
Yay! High score again, 14-14. Come on, Tubby.
It's a beautiful day, folks, a very beautiful day. And Tubby has the ball, 20 yards, 30 yards, and he's down. No, he's up. No, he's down. And then he's up. Here's another play. Tubby takes the ball on the inside-outside smash. Tubby. No, it's Red Grange. No, it's... Well, anyway, it's a beautiful day.
Well, so what?
Here's a substitute. Tubby going out and Tubby coming in. Oh, it's a grand game, folks. He hits the line. Tubby hits the line. The line hits him. He weaves to the right, to the left. And he's over the line for a touchdown. Tubby's over for a touchdown. Just as the final whistle blows.
Yay! Hooray!
Say, Freddy, where's that final whistle?
You can't have a final whistle yet, Tubby. Betty hasn't had her turn.
Okay, Mary Lou. Score is 21-14, favor of the boys. Go to it, Betty. Hit that line hard.
Betty takes the ball on the 10-yard line. No, the goal line. No, 10 yards behind the goal line. She runs like all get out. Nobody can stop her. Why, she goes fast right up the field. Fast as a Kroger cookie from the ovens to the stores. She runs through the whole field, even through the awfully handsome tackle. Say, he's cute. And Betty makes a touchdown.
Yay! And that's the end of the game, folks. Scores is a tie, 21-21.
Oh, gosh. To think that all those girls said they made touchdowns.
And to think all those boys said they did, too.
Well, anyway, it was a swell game. And it's a good indoor football game for our listeners to play, too. But speaking of playing things, here's the band with a swell number, Cupid on the Cake.
When it's Kroger that bakes the cake. But me, I'd even rather have Kroger's cookies or crackers.
For one thing, Kroger's cookies and crackers are always fresh.
For another thing, Kroger cookies and crackers are even good for you.
Gosh, imagine anything you like being good for you.
But that's just what Kroger's crackers and cookies are good for you. Just ask your mother, or better yet, ask your mother to get some, then see for yourself. And now the Kroger wisecrackers will leave you until the next time, when we'll bring you more fun and stunts and tunes. Until then, everybody says...
Goodbye!